police asking for patience in Idaho. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The search for evidence continues more than a week after four university students were stabbed to death in the home where three of them lived. There have been no arrests.
Police in Moscow, Idaho, say they've cleared two surviving roommates in the murders of four students, though the 911 call was made with one of their phones later on. Police also cleared a man seen on surveillance footage at a food truck near some of the girls who were later killed. And the person who got some of the students home was cleared as well. The president of the University of Idaho, Scott Green, says the community needs to be prepared for a lengthy investigation.
We have increased security patrols on campus since we were notified of this off-campus incident. We have also benefited from increased Idaho State Police presence on our campus.
Aside from a suspect, police say they're still looking for the knife that was used in the murders, and the police chief says they do believe this was a targeted attack.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Court records show the man accused of killing five people, injuring more than 20 others at a gay bar in Colorado over the weekend is facing murder and hate crime charges. Police have said 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich is in custody and being treated for injuries. At least two patrons in the bar have been credited with stopping the gunman and holding him until police arrived. A split decision from large unions on a deal aimed at avoiding a possible freight rail strike, engineers voting to accept the agreement, but conductors turning it down amid continued concerns about quality of life issues, including paid time for things like doctor's appointments. A Thanksgiving tradition continues at the White House.
I hereby pardon chocolate and chips.
President Biden also offering a more serious message about being grateful, including for fellow Americans, before heading later today to a Friendsgiving with military families in North Carolina. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A call for action at the U.S. Supreme Court after reports of a leak years before the leaked draft opinion about overturning Roe v. Wade this year.
The Senate Judiciary Committee, looking at allegations that a former anti-abortion leader knew about a 2014 Supreme Court outcome before the ruling became public. The report came from the New York Times and claims Reverend Rob Schenck knew the results of Burwell v. Hobby Lobby weeks before the decision came down. That case ruled some companies can avoid a contraceptives requirement with religious liberty exceptions. The Times report about Hobby Lobby came from a donor with the organization Faith and Action who allegedly dined with Justice Sam Alito and his wife. In an interview with the Times, the donor denied obtaining any information from the justice.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Some lawmakers, including Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, are calling for passage of a bill requiring the Supreme Court to adopt a code of ethics. The sentencing hearing begins today for reality TV couple Todd and Julie Chrisley.
Earlier this year, the Chrisleys were found guilty on federal charges, including bank fraud and tax evasion in Atlanta. The couple, who gained fame on the show Chrisley Knows Best, are facing potentially lengthy prison sentences. Back in June, the Chrisleys were convicted of conspiring to defraud banks out of millions of dollars in fraudulent loans, along with conspiring to defraud the IRS and tax evasion.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. Federal prosecutors say the Chrisleys are swindlers who built an empire on a lie about hard work. Arguing for less prison time, the defense says there was no evidence of intent to commit fraud, also noting a history of good deeds and striving to help others. Stocks are slipping to start a holiday-shortened week. The Dow's down 50 points right now, even with a jump for Disney shares after the announcement the former CEO Bob Iger is returning for now. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.